Chapter 28. Mohammed. Ahmed, the camel driver, who became the prophet of the Arabian desert, and whose followers almost conquered the entire known world for the greater glory of Allah, the only true God. Since the days of Carthage and Hannibal, we have said nothing of the Semitic people. You will remember how they filled all the chapters devoted to the story of the ancient world. The Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the Jews, the Arameans, the Chaldeans, all of them Semites, had been the rulers of Western Asia for 30 or 40 centuries. They had been conquered by the Indo-European Persians, who had come from the east, and by the Indo-European Greeks, who had come from the west. 100 years after the death of Alexander the Great, Carthage, a colony of Semitic Phoenicians, had fought the Indo-European Romans for the mastery of the Mediterranean. Carthage had been defeated and destroyed, and for 800 years the Romans had been masters of the world. In the 7th century, however, another Semitic tribe appeared upon the scene, and challenged the power of the West. They were the Arabs, peaceful shepherds who had roamed through the desert since the beginning of time without showing any signs of imperial ambitions. Then they listened to Mohammed, mounted their horses, and, in less than a century, they had pushed to the heart of Europe and proclaimed the glories of Allah, the only God, and Mohammed, the prophet of the only God, to the frightened peasants of France.